From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Florida voters passed the Water and Land Conservation Amendment back in November. It requires one-third of documentary stamp revenue, a tax on real estate transactions, to go toward environmental initiatives. Now, WLRN's Gina Jordan tells us lawmakers are asking the public how to spend the money.
The Florida legislature must spend a portion of the documentary stamp money on environmental programs, like buying land and preserving springs. Senate President Andy Gardner has suggested using the amendment to craft a five-year plan for long-term water and conservation projects. Lawmakers will determine how the amendment is put into action, so they're asking for ideas. The Florida Senate has a page on its website for public comment. Committee members will meet over the next few months to review the comments as they draft legislation. Up to $20 billion is expected to be generated for conservation efforts over the next 20 years. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
And we have a link to the public comment page at WLRN.org. An animal rights group ranks Disney's Animal Kingdom among the worst zoos in North America for its treatment of elephants. Amy Green explains.
The Animal Kingdom ranks 10th on the list compiled by In Defense of Animals. The theme park is cited for the deaths in July of a pregnant elephant named Moyo and her unborn calf. The group says the elephants died of birth complications after moving to another center. In Defense of Animals says zoos typically don't move pregnant elephants because it's too stressful for them. Natural Bridge Zoo in Virginia tops the list. Also on the list are Six Flags Discovery Kingdom in California and the Bronx Zoo in New York. Walt Disney World had no immediate comment. I'm Mimi Green in Orlando.
And former Miami Dolphins fullback Rob Conrad spoke with the media yesterday to talk about his harrowing 16-hour swim to shore last week. He said he was on his boat fishing alone and his boat was on autopilot when he fell off. He swam 27 miles to Palm Beach. You can now listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Just search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. This is WLRN, Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.